This is Metro Morning on CBC Radio 1, 99.1. We are 21 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's been more than a year since the Bank of Canada started raising interest rates just to try to tame inflation. Those increases slowed Toronto's red-hot housing market and caused some who'd bought during the time of rock-bottom rates to take a financial hit. The market is picking up again, just as the Bank of Canada warns some homeowners' payments could increase by hundreds of dollars when they renew their mortgages. Andrew Apekian is a real estate broker in the city. He joins me now for a look at what's facing home buyers right now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Jill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks for having you here. Numbers from the Canadian Real Estate Association show an 11% increase in home sales from March to April. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing that exactly, if not more, in some areas in the pocket here in the city. And the market is actually red hot. It reminds me of the market, you know, a couple of years ago when interest rates were actually really cheap. And people are buying in frenzies right now.
Why are they doing that?
Well, there's some sort of renewed confidence, because when the government was increasing interest rates at, you know, a rapid rate, people thought it was going to go to 10 or 12 or 13 or 15%. And then when the government said they were going to take a pause and say, we're going to hold off for now, that was some sort of renewed confidence that people said, it's not going to go bananas, so I might as well buy now. And now a lot of people think that rates may actually drop. So if they don't purchase today at around a regular mortgage you're going to get today around 5%, and rates drop back down to 3.5 or 4, well, you know the market's going to get even hotter back then, you know, and going in the next, you know, year or two when interest rates drop lower.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the core right now, but how does the city of Toronto compare to what's going on in the GTA?
So in the GTA, if you're looking at the outskirts in the 905, areas in like the downtown cores of, let's say, Oakville, Burlington, Mississauga, north of the city, those are still red hot as well. Where there's a little bit more of a challenge is where there's more urban sprawl, where you have those typical cookie cutter houses, mm-hmm. where there's plentiful of them all over. And if it's not yours, it's maybe someone else's.
In a survey conducted by Manulife last summer, nearly one in five homeowners said that they were already at a point where they really couldn't afford or carry their homes. How much of that anxiety are you seeing in potential buyers?
That's sort of subsided, because you can think about it today. If you're going to buy a home, whether you're a first-time buyer or you're renting or selling your house, you're going to be purchasing at today's rates of 5%. So obviously, the market is factoring that in, and people are buying at these high rates. And you're finding now that people are starting to lock in. Before, a few years ago, people were like, well, variable is the way to go. No one was going in a fixed rate.
For 5 years.
No, I know. And now what people are saying, great, let me fix this in because I don't want to get caught. And I also want to manage my payments as well.
For those who have bought and are dealing with higher than expected mortgage rates, how are they trying to make ends meet?
Well, the good news, Jill, is that if you bought a couple years ago, today with the hot market, you've actually made some money. So your house is actually worth a little bit more. So some people are, you know, looking to make their home a lot more efficient. They're looking to borrow funds, maybe from families. They're looking to not overspend and to make sure that they can make those home payments. In some cases, some other homeowners actually own investment properties, and they may look to sell that just in case.
But we're also hearing stories about people who've bought pre-construction.
Yes.
And they're facing some issues in getting a mortgage that's equal to the value of what they paid.
Yes, Jill, that has changed. So pre-construction at the height of the market, now people are looking for closing. Those things are a little bit of a challenge. Where now you bought a condo, so let's say for $800,000, and you bought it with the intention of paying a 2.5% interest. And today it's 5%, let's say. The issue is that the bank is not appraising that value. Let's say it's not $800,000, it's $720,000. You, as the homeowner, have to come up with the difference of $80,000 to put down. And that has been a challenge for a lot of people. So what we're seeing in the market in some places, people are selling their condos on assignment. So I'm going to sell that contract to somebody else, and now I don't have to close. And if you can do that, then this way you won't lose any money.
Mm-hmm. It's a really tricky time because there's lots of things to take into account. Inventory, I understand, is a huge issue in this city right now.
Yes, Jill. There's not a lot of inventory. And this sort of FOMO that people have, and they're looking to purchase homes.
FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry, I should have clarified that. in this case, you know, there's no home in Toronto that's almost identical. They're all different. Different pockets of the city. People are buying for different reasons. Not all even the homes are really nice. A lot of them need renovation. It doesn't have a garage. It has not been tube wiring. So the whole idea is that if you can find a house that you like, you should buy it because it may not come up again.
It's that competitive?
It's that competitive.
So what is your advice for someone who's trying to get into the market at this point?
If I was looking to buy in the market today, I would try and buy something I like. Because the idea is that you...
If you can find something you like.
Correct. And I would say that if you're looking to purchase a home, you know, the idea is that the interest rate is not going to stay the same for your entire life. Today it's 5%. And a few years from now, maybe it's 3%, maybe it goes up to 6%. The rates always change, but the house doesn't change. So try and find something you want and you can stick into it for a long time and you will make some money. The other thing is that it's expensive to purchase a home. You have to pay land transfer tax. You have to pay lawyer fees. When you sell, you have to pay real estate agents fees like myself. So it really, you know, it's quite costly. So you want to make sure that you pick right and you're happy with it. And over time, if you make some improvements to that house, then you'll actually make some money on it as well.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about inventory, are we talking about people that are taking your advice, which is buy and stay where you are, don't move around?
So yes. So with the increased cost that's been happening around the city, a lot of people are actually turning to renovate their house. So instead of saying, oh, well, I want a bigger bathroom or kitchen, they're actually, instead of selling their home, they're renovating their home and staying put. One, with the given cost, and two, with the tight inventory. Because I get this told every single day. Andrew, I'll sell my house, but the issue is, where will I go?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to feel that they're going to be homeless and have being forced to buy something they don't like. Selling your house today is rather easy. Finding something you like is quite a challenge.
All right, and I will leave it there on that note. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
Andrew of Hacken is a real estate broker in Toronto. Jennifer Allen is here with your look at the roads.